This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You have the famous Alec Medford. And it's Jacob Ray joining us for the week as well. He's fancy on this show, so he's Jacob. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing today? And everybody out there listening, 877-881-1053, how the heck are you doing today on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line?
Hagee, I'm doing great for a multitude of reasons. One, I'm happy you're back. I'm not happy that Corey's gone. Don't start any beef, but I am happy that you are back. Mm. But two, I woke up at the first alarm this morning. I wake up at 5 to go work out before the show, so sometimes it's a struggle. Mm. I woke up on the first alarm and got out of bed. That's usually a sign that it's going to be a good day if the first alarm works. I'm feeling great today. Usually Mondays are kind of slow for me, but I am amped up. I'm energetic. I'm ready to go.
Jacob? That's a high bar.
Yeah, and I'm gonna break it, Alec. I woke up before my first alarm, so
good for you.
I'm excited. I got to experience Alec and Corey last week. Now I get to experience Alec and Kevin. So I get the best of both worlds here.
Hey, you guys talked about your alarm clock. Potentially, when you get older, you might have a little human who climbs into your bed and sometimes kicks you because they're trying to get comfortable sleeping. And that will serve as your alarm. Just something to potentially look forward to in the future.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, look, you like it or don't, it can definitely happen. From the 214, I'm okay and I didn't get any presents either. Is that because you chose that you didn't want any presents or nobody gave you any presents? And if that's the case, maybe we could figure out something. Friday at Taco Bueno, I found extra giveaway items this morning after the aforementioned little person kicked me in the side and woke me up far before my alarm was set to go off. And from the 817, I'm mad to be back at work. I have a Switch 2 and a new couch at home. And that is the difficulty. If you were on vacation of going back to work, it is like, oh, man. But for people who are just in school, hey, you don't have school this week.
Yeah, good for you. I miss that life. I envy the RJ Choppy life. I've still got to get skins on the wall in this radio thing. So right. I show up when other people don't want to by design. And then I see Choppy talking to Will on the way out on Friday. He's like, hey, I'm free all next week. PGA. You, me, golf. And I'm like, oh, that would be cool.
I gotcha.
But you know, radio calls.
Yes, indeed. And thank you for answering. From the 817, gentlemen, for Christmas, my amazing wife got me an autographed John Cena photo. It had the authentication sticker and everything. I have got the best wife ever. That is fantastic. And then from the 469, I'm cold as crap, fellas. But out here, getting my morning 5 miles in, keep up the good work and keep motivating me. Yeah, look, once again, you saw it as yesterday progressed. Texas weather is drunk. The high and low were 49 degrees apart yesterday. Ooh. And so it's going to be super cold today, pretty cold tomorrow, and then maybe we'll level out just a little bit. But I want to talk about something totally different to start. I have this thought. Or I guess question about the Cowboys. And oftentimes, I have been known to openly mock Mike Florio. Mm. I will admit, maybe. I will own that. And so I will springboard off of an article that he put out that I will say it's a tricky spot to be in. Because on the one hand, he's helping provide content. On the other hand, feels like he just kind of wrote this story based on nothing. And he was like, you know what could happen? It's like he was doing a combo platter segment and then wrote his name on it as if it had actual sources. All right, but we're going to include a whole lot of people on this. But essentially, the story discusses how the Cowboys could be lurking for Brian Flores, who you call
The Boogeyman!
As the Matt Eberflus replacement. Look, if the last three games were going to be an indication of Matt Eberflus keeping his job, you still got one to go, but doesn't feel like it's looking super good. All right, but Brian Flores has positioned himself in a great spot. He decided he was going to wait while the Vikings were trying to re-sign him to be the DC, and it looks like he's probably made himself a lot more money. Now, I still don't necessarily think being an NFL head coach is in his immediate future, but it does feel like he's made himself an awful lot of money. Now, the concept of bringing in Brian Flores as the defensive coordinator, and we're going to relate this into Rico Dowdle, Javonte Williams, Max Crosby, all of it. Consider this. Before Brian Flores got to Minnesota in 2022, they were 31st in total defense and tied for 28th in points with two other teams. So, total defense, yards given up, only one team in the NFL was worse. Points given up, only two teams in the NFL were worse before Brian Flores got there. He gets there, boom, mediocrity. And if you go from the worst to mediocrity, that's a big jump. Can you imagine if the Cowboys had a mediocre defense this entire season? I don't feel like we would be talking about this Giants game the way we are eventually probably going to talk about it. So he gets him up to middle of the pack. Then last year, fifth in the NFL in points. They went from only having two teams worse than them to only having four teams better than them. And then this year, they're 10th overall in points allowed and 6th in total defense. So you've seen consistent top 10 the last 2 years. After his first year, he turned one of the worst defenses into mediocre. And if you've watched his career as a defensive, specifically as a defensive coach, not a head coach, I feel like there's a lot to love, right? Yeah, good.
There's a ton to love.
All right.
A ton.
And just keep that off to the side for just a minute. Because you're like, oh, man, that does sound great.
Oh, man.
Just push that to the side for just a second. Now let's talk about why this isn't going to happen for the Cowboys. Aww. I'm so sorry to, like, kind of pull the rug out from under you. This is just my theory.
It's only Monday.
Okay, fine. Then I'll make everybody feel better. Like Mike Florio, I have no sources for this. This is just a feeling that I have, but I can readily admit that. All right. What has Jerry Jones said about why they didn't bring Rico Dowdle back? Do you remember? Ish?
Something about money. Yeah, something like that. He loves to talk about the cap and how much they can spend.
He got Rico Dowdle. Whew, got an unbelievable offer. Couldn't match that. Now, the offer was 1 year, $3 million, with $2.75 million guaranteed and the possibility of up to $6.5 million. Now, to Rico Dowdle's credit, he's on the precipice of reaching 1.75 of that 2.75 million in possible incentives. So it does look like the deal is going to be kind of closer to that $5 to $5.5 million. But 1 year.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
For $5 to $5.5 million. Whew, that's just too much. Couldn't possibly handle that. The running back water that we like to tread in, Javonte Williams. 1 year, $3 million with $1 million guaranteed. So the breaking point for the Cowboys was that Rico Dowdle got $2.75 million guaranteed with a potential for another $2.75 million guaranteed. And we only gave Javonte Williams $1 million guaranteed, all right? And that speaks to the issues you already have with the salary cap, and we'll get to Max Crosby in just a second. I guess my point is, it does feel like, despite the rhetoric of, do you know how big of a check I would write, maybe that check is not so big after all. And so if you could either A, keep Eberflus, or B, hire another less accomplished defensive coordinator for significantly less money, what in the world makes Cowboys fans, makes me, think that we would spend all of the money to get Brian Flores?
I think there's a couple reasons I would still have hope for it. One, I think Shoddy was very calculated going into the Vikings game, how he was speaking about that defense. I think he was kind of loving up Brian Flores for a reason. I think he knew that his contract's expiring and Jerry's not so happy with the guy that he picked. And I think Shoddy's going to have a lot of input in the next defensive coordinator if and when Matt Eberflus gets fired. So I think that Shoddy is going to have a big role in these negotiations and saying maybe he goes full platinum Chevy and pounds his fist on the table and says, hey, I need a good defensive coordinator. I need a great defensive coordinator because I'm in the same boat as you. I don't think he's going to be a head coach in the next cycle. I really don't think he's going to be one as long as he has active litigation against the league.
I do kind of wonder how much the league is like, hey, you can stay where you're
at. Yeah, just kind of pump the brakes until we get this figured out and the dust settles just a little bit. But the other thing is, Jerry keeps on talking about, I'm sick and tired of the turnover. I'm sick and tired of new scheme every single year. I want consistency. I think Brian Flores is the guy that you can count on to bring that multi-year consistency. So maybe he does pony up the money because he sees the opportunity to let some of these younger players and some of these veteran players even get their tools maximized and get their skills maximized for the next 3 years, you know, at best, if he does get another head coaching job down the line. So I think long-term security, he might be okay with a bigger investment. That's just me being hopeful and saying if it does happen, I think that's why.
I would love for it to happen, especially in a place where you're not kind of behind the eight ball like you consistently are with the salary cap. You can spend whatever the hell you want on Brian Flores. If you really would write the check that we couldn't even fathom how big it would be, this is a great opportunity to do that without running afoul of the salary cap whatsoever. But let's bounce back into the salary cap. And here's where I wanted to talk about Javonte and Max Crosby, because I know everyone is all a tizzy about Max Crosby as well. But consider Javonte. I would love for Javonte Williams to come back. But if we thought, or if the Cowboys, excuse me, thought that a one-year, $3 million deal with $2.75 million guaranteed and up to $6.5 million total possible was just, oh, it's too much. Doesn't that sound about like what Javonte Williams is going to want? Isn't he going to want like a three-year, $18 million deal? Actually, maybe he'll want even more than that, but I think you could get a three-year, $18 million deal. And I would warn people that it feels like that's not something the Cowboys would want to do. So now let's piggyback that with Max Crosby. All right, so again, I love math. I crunch the numbers. Max Crosby, 2 years, $65.5 million left in his contract. $5 million of that will be eaten by the Raiders. So if he gets traded, assuming they don't change any of the contract, but you could do that, 2 years, $60.5 million to the new team. Do you believe that the Dallas Cowboys, no matter how much love and respect they have for Max Crosby, would take on a player that would hit the cap at $30 million per year, not to mention the draft assets that would go along in that deal?
I think the combination of those two things that you just said make it pretty much impossible for Jerry and Steven to sit down and say, yes, this is a logical move. If one thing was lesser than the other, if it was maybe less draft capital that would be needed, if it was less money that you're taking on, I think they would say, pull the trigger because we don't have enough time. You know, especially if they get a guy like Brian Flores in the building and they say, let's give him every possible asset that we can financially to give him the tools to do his job like he was doing in Minnesota. I could see that, but those things are not equal right now. That is not the case. So I don't see them committing the long-term dollars, even if it is just a couple of years, when they still have other free agent signings to figure out, a.k.a. George Pickens. They still have decisions to make just position battle-wise. You know, how do they want the offensive line to look like? How do they want Terrence Steele's future to look on this team or not? You know, and then you have other holes that you have to fill in terms of depth, and you know that they love to talk about their depth at certain positions, so they need to go and get a veteran guy on a one-year, $3 million deal here, and you need to do it on the other side of the ball at this position. So I think they just have too many eggs that need to go in too many different baskets. I want it to happen.
Yeah.
I love how Jerry talks about Max Crosby, trust me, because I know how Jerry gets, and it makes me feel like if it costed him nothing money-wise, the picks would already be gone and the trade right. would have already been done. But the money is still a reality.
From the 254, Schottenheimer's culture might emphasize paying a running back more than McCarthy's old school ways. I'm not disputing that that could be the case. I do kind of wonder, does he get to make that decision? I would think that you would empower your coach to make that kind of decision, but I don't know if they will. My point is, we did a study the week before last when I actually showed up to work about how the Cowboys could easily flip the switches with relatively little turnover and have about $70 million in cap space, depending on what you wanted to do with George Pickens. But what I hate to do is, all of that was accurate in that segment, but I feel like I might have gotten myself too hyped up of thinking, so you could do this, you could do this, you could do this. And while you could find a way to make the move for Max Crosby if you really, really wanted to, or and pick up Brian Flores and still keep Pickens and still keep Clark, I should know better. Deep down in my heart, I should know, hey, Javonte did a great job. We just can't afford him at $7 million a year. But look who else we got. This one guy that you thought was going to be good 2 years ago. And yeah, I know Max Crosby is good, but he's got nothing on Donovan Ezeraku coming up in year two. And I just feel like those are the things that I've convinced myself could happen, when deep down I know, like, probably none of that's going to happen.
Oh, so you're telling me that it's not going to happen, and I'm now sad. So you have to deal with sad Alec for the next 3+ hours.
Okay, well, then I will try to work on cheering you up, but don't you think, I turned the mic off, don't you think if I said we go 0-3 on Crosby, Javonte, and Flores, couldn't you see that?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I really do.
See, then why are you sad?
Because you're making me face reality. I don't like facing reality during this time slot.
And then from the 817, by the way, Kevin, how's the third round of rehab? Well, there's a reason I'm sneezing. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Yes!
Right here. Not true.
We were
on
right.
On 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, something that will probably kind of, sort of make you happy. Mm. The Stars and Mavs Super Segment, next on The Fan.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.